Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Black Friday, well, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score.
Silence and treats.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Hey, good evening, everybody. We've got several headlines on the Diddy case. And also, I can now reveal, well, Ron has revealed earlier as well, if you've not seen it yet, the secret project that we've been working on for the past week that we can now announce is the Suge Knight podcast, which is coming out on Wednesday at 10:30 UK. 10:30 p.m. after we go live for 90 minutes with Misha, who her story is, remember the photos of the young woman? They were eating food off her at the freak-offs. So we got Misha, 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. is the podcast with Suge Knight. I'm going to play the trailer later in this broadcast. Lionel is coming in 20 minutes. We've got 2 hours with Lionel. But before we go over to Lionel, I'm going to play the trailer for the Suge Knight podcast. And he's dropping bombs. You will see. You will see. It's going to be... Wednesday is going to be mental. All right, so we've got several news stories on Diddy that have come out today. We're all waiting for this bail bond hearing. And, you know, news is imminent. The other stories that have come out today here in the UK, we've got Diddy tried to block the explosive new Hulu documentary with a cease and desist letter from jail. Cease and desists are flying around. I would never admit whether I had one, because that would be some acknowledgement of receiving one. So I'll let you ponder that. We've got Diddy's basic Thanksgiving Day menu revealed as rapper languishes behind bars after third bail hearing. Boo-hoo, poor Diddy. Can't wait to hear what his Thanksgiving Day menu is. Do you remember when me and Tommy Scoville went over the food, the jail food, the dead rats in the mystery meat slop that we had in Sheriff Joe Pye's jail, the mystery meat slop we called Red Death? We had one meal in the evening, and then we had the mystery, we had the green bologna and moldy bread for breakfast. And the food was, in the evening, the food was stone cold by the time it got to us. But we were just grateful to scrape the mold off the bread. Or if the bread was stale, just put it in water and swill it to get it down. So, no, I'm not going to be feeling sorry for Diddy because of his Thanksgiving Day menu has been revealed. All right, we'll get to that. Another story that's come out today is Diddy hit with another SA allegation. And this one is from Latroya Grayson, 23, in 2006, when she says she won a pair of tickets on a radio show to attend a party hosted by Diddy in New York. And then we've got Diddy's lawyers using Trump's case in letter to the judge. All right, so the bail one is the big one. So let's start with this legal letter. And Subramanian ordered Diddy's legal team to submit letters by today at noon, laying out what kinds of communication Combs should be permitted to engage in after prosecutors accused him of contacting potential witnesses and influencing the jury pool from behind bars. His lawyers filed their letters minutes before noon today, arguing that he should be evaluated based on the most demanding scrutiny that former President Donald Trump's case used. They cited the United States versus Trump presidential immunity case. Diddy's lawyers noted that a court found, quote, only a significant and imminent threat to the administration of criminal justice supports restricting a defendant's speech. Since Diddy is a criminal defendant who is presumed innocent, his lawyers are arguing that he has a greater constitutional claim than other trial participants to criticize and speak out against the prosecution, according to the ruling in Trump's case. Quote, accordingly, the court should apply Trump's heightened standard when considering Mr. Combs' speech here, his attorneys wrote. They are also arguing that his communications, including public statements and social media posts, are protected under the First Amendment. They specifically mentioned his kid's social media post wishing him happy birthday on November 4th. Quote, the government's arguments that asking his children to post birthday wishes on Instagram and that he is not entitled to publicly express his opinion that this prosecution is racially motivated are, quite simply, an unconstitutional effort to silence him. So there you go. I've got pages and pages of this in front of me, but I'm not going to read it all because Lionel's coming in less than 15 minutes. They stated that Diddy has the right to speak out about the prosecution and defend his reputation against widespread negative publicity. Prosecutors claim in the letter today to the judge that Diddy's First Amendment arguments are baseless and violate the court's order. Referring to the kid's birthday post, the prosecutors wrote, the defendant's intention could not be clearer. He expressly wanted to interfere with the jury pool in this case through a targeted public social media post, and he caused his family members to make the post. So there you have it. We've already gone over. There's going to be two security guards in the apartment, one downstairs, a total of three. No access to phones or the internet except for calls with counsel arranged by security personnel. More restrictive than MDC. That's what his lawyers are proposing. And we went over all that in the last video. We've only got 10 minutes left. And I want to get onto the Suge Knight trailer. Ooh. But before we do so, Diddy's hit by another SA allegation. Graphic drink spiking, SA allegation. LaToya Grayson was 23 in 2006 when she's saying she won a pair of tickets on a radio show to attend a party hosted by Diddy in New York. She traveled from Oklahoma to the bash with a series of photos she took that night showing her with men, including Diddy's PA. She told the Mirror that she believes her drinks were spiked soon after she arrived. I spoke a couple of words to Mary J. Blige. Oh, thanks for the super chat, Robin. I appreciate your quality work like this. Oh, love to Ziggy as well. Thanks for that. Let's see if I can get that one on, put that one on the screen. Much appreciated. And I'll continue what Latroia said. I was standing by the bathroom, and next thing I know, I passed out. I got really, really dizzy to where I fell out. Next thing I know, I was in the hospital. I don't know how I got there. I was going in and out of consciousness, back and forth, in and out. I was still pretty messed up. Her stomach was pumped before she was discharged by medics, adding, I sat on the bench for several hours, and they told me I had to leave. But I do believe the hospital called my mom whenever I was there. I left with no shoes on. My shirt was kind of ripped. I noticed all my money was taken out of my purse, except for like $20. I got robbed for my money. I had just enough to get back to the motel in a cab. She felt her privates hurting. Oh, dear. And the day after she returned home to Oklahoma, was called from an unknown number with a woman allegedly warning her to stay silent about the events on the night of the party. She, another quote, she had all my info and was basically telling me that I couldn't do anything about it, that Puff Daddy was a famous person and I wouldn't get anywhere with the issue if I tried to do anything. How many parallels have we seen with the Jeffrey case and this kind of intimidation? And if you're looking for a good book for Christmas, try Who Killed Epstein? It's my book that's available worldwide on Amazon. I've written 17 books, several exposing these monsters, and one about the CIA as well, and the Bush and Clinton crime families. All right, so she said, I was pretty depressed afterwards, arguing with my boyfriend. I mean, it took a toll on me. I was telling my mom about it and explained to her what happened. I kind of just stuck to myself, really wasn't talking to too many people. She told the mirror she was most definitely taking legal action against Diddy, and she had secured a legal team. Joining the over 100 people alleging SA, and we've always got to add that Diddy, there's a presumption of innocence. He's maintaining his innocence. These are allegations. And he intends to go to trial to prove his innocence. We will see. All right, so Diddy tried to block the explosive new Hulu documentary with a cease and desist. The documentary includes his protege, Shine. And Natanya Rubin has got plenty to say about Shine and the incident in the nightclub with J-Lo. And that was one of the first questions I asked. Suge Knight was about what he felt went down that night. Was justice served? Or was justice dodged? So, a source close to Diddy told Page Six that the letter was not issued to stop the film. The Honorable Shine. Can't wait to see it. It was done to ensure that the documentary was factually correct. Why didn't they put Natanya Rubin in the documentary if they wanted it to be factually correct? Sounds like manipulation to me. Shine, who's now known as Moses Barrow, is a politician serving in Belize House of Representatives, leader of the opposition. As we know, he got a 10-year sentence. Three people were injured. Natanya said that he wasn't completely innocent in this. He wasn't the complete and utter fall guy. He was firing off his gun as well, and it did hit someone. In the film, which premiered on Hulu November 18th, the rapper said he was the fall guy for Diddy and that his ways are now coming to light. Because when I said it at the time, everyone was partying, having a great time with Diddy while I was left to rot in prison. So it's come out anyway that they tried to stop this with cease and desist. And we've already gone over the Shine stuff. We'll look at the Thanksgiving Day menu and then we will go over to Lionel. So we'll chow down on basic meals, including peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and potato chips. Peanut butter was a luxury for me in Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail. I was living off it, but sadly it was mostly burnt. Tasted a bit rank. So on November 28th, Diddy's breakfast starts at 6 a.m. Fruit, cereal, and breakfast pastries. How does that compare to Sheriff Joe's moldy bread? He gets a lunch. We didn't even get a lunch. Chow's in the house, 7 a.m. And then Red Death, mystery meat slop, 6 or 7 in the evening. Good luck getting any food in the meantime. His 11 a.m. lunch will include turkey roast or hot and sour tofu with sides like mashed potatoes, mixed veg, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, dinner roll served with assorted holiday pie, and an Irish harpist in the corner of the room. No, that was only at his parties. Then, after the 4 p.m. headcount, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich arrives with potato chips, whole wheat bread, and fruit. Don't tell me he gets anything else after that. No, he doesn't. That's about it. That's about it. All right, folks. Put a one in the chat if you're going to be tuned in for our double whammy on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. UK, Misha. And then 10:30 p.m. Suge Knight, 90 minutes. Put a one in the chat if you're going to be tuned in. Put a two in the chat if you've got better things to do. And just to give you a little taste, I'm so excited about this interview. It's going to be legendary. Here we go, folks. Is the audio on? Yep.
In the Francis interview, you talked about Bieber going on romantic vacations with wealthy men. Is that normal in the industry? Young people getting groomed and drugged and manipulated?
And if you look at all the footage with him and Puffy or anyone else, you can tell something going on romantically. And if it was my child, somebody's gonna have their teeth knocked out their mouth. All people who were involved with growing up as preachers, athletes, artists, can't just crucify one man. So therefore, at the end of the day, there's gonna be people that is witnesses or there's gonna be a cultist. But at the same time, all the people can do all the pointing the finger. But if you hang on with Puffy all the time, everywhere you go, they go. And you willingly get arrested and nobody can handcuff. I ain't pointing the finger at Stevie J, but it looks really, really suspect. You know, Puffy. Alright, somebody hanging in each other. He says that all eyes on you, said all eyes on me. Now it's all eyes in the car. Now, that dude ain't never met Tupac in his life. I was dragged to ass. And he constantly throwing these shots. But at the same time, anybody want to talk about Puffy? Because you got a relationship with Puffy. It ain't my business who's on the bottom, who's on the top. But all the allegations and the writing on the wall, some sexual going on. I mean, it's a guy named Dick Boyd who I used to be, I thought I probably would push him out the way before he won't get shot. Because he always been a good guy and I never let out his secrets. Allegedly, everybody knew that being a mechanic could send Dick Boyd gifts and send other people gifts in return for favors, bedtime favors.
Bedtime favors. All right, folks. It's coming. Wednesday, Shug Knight, 10:30 p.m. UK, Misha, 9 p.m. I've got the link. I'm putting the link in the chat. Set your notifications, and we will see you there. Get ready for Lionel. He's coming in now. Get your questions ready. I'm going to end this stream, and we're going to go over to Lionel's stream. Hope to see some of you there. Ask him anything from Diddy to depopulation. But get ready for Wednesday night. We are blasting off. Cheers, folks.